time for Dean Richards Entertainment Report. And happy birthday, John Stamos, today.
Yes, happy birthday. What would you guess his age would be?
47.
Whoa.
Wait, I didn't look. How old is he?
You're way off. He is 62.
Oh, he looks pretty good.
Yeah,
he's in good shape.
Kind of makes me sick that somebody looks that good at an advanced age. And he did. He marked his birthday the way most of us do. He took a picture of himself taking a shower in his underwear on a rooftop and posted it on social media, along with the captions, "I've learned the best things in life can't be washed away." Get it?
Yeah.
And then, "Thank you for every wish and every year. I don't dare take a single drop for granted." So,
is he still playing with the Beach Boys, or what's left of the Beach Boys?
I think he does once in a while.
Yeah.
I believe he's out there every once in a while. He's supposed to be here in Chicago at Riot Fest playing with somebody. I can't remember with whom. But he's going to be in Chicago in a couple of weeks.
With the Beach Boys.
With the Beach Boys.
Yep.
Yeah, or Al Jardine or somebody, right?
Yep.
He's a big Elvis fan, too. And I know he is involved in Graceland tours. I think he recorded something for them. Yeah. So he loves his music, doesn't he?
And, he's inspired me that on my next birthday, weather permitting, my birthday is in March, I'm going to be out on that rooftop taking a shower, taking pictures.
We'll alert WGN-TV management right now.
Yeah. Alert the neighbors.
Alert the lawyers. Kevin Costner has responded to a lawsuit. What is he saying?
Oh, boy. These lawsuits. Filed against him by a stunt double for this mega movie that he made called Horizon. Chapter 1 came out, I guess it's been a couple of years now, completely flopped at the box office, and he never released Chapters 2 and 3, but it was supposed to be a 12-hour epic Western. A stunt double on that movie is claiming a breach of contract, saying she was forced to perform an unscripted rape scene without notice, consent, or presence of an intimacy coordinator, which is required to be on set when those things happen now. The intimacy coordinator later on supported the claim, saying that the scene was unexpectedly sprung on the actors and the stunt professionals. So Kevin Costner now is filing his own account of what happened, saying that her allegations are a bold-faced lie designed to damage his reputation, says that the stunt double showed no anger or resentment when she texted messages of gratitude to her supervisor 9 days after the said scene was filmed. And he adds that her lawsuit is as fictional as the movie that they made. So we've got another good celebrity boxing match in the courtroom setting up here.
Sounds like it. I should have asked you if John Stamos was wearing Post Malone underwear in that picture.
No, he was not. I didn't look that closely at John Stamos's photo, but I can tell you that they were not Post Malone underpants, because the ones that Post Malone are wearing now, here's another one. It's got a great body, I guess, show it off. The singer Post Malone has recently lost something like 60 pounds. He's in terrific shape right now. He went from 240 pounds down to 185 with diet and exercise. So he did what anybody would do when they lose that much weight. He signs up to do an underwear campaign for a company called Skims Menswear. He is now their spokesmodel, and in particular, their camo underwear. It's camouflage underwear. So, and especially for somebody like him, he's one of these singers that's all tattooed up. So when he's wearing his camo underpants, it doesn't even look like he has anything on, because it's like his tattoos. It blends in with his tattoos. He says that the underwear is fun and feels good when he wears it. I know what you're thinking, Bob. How do I get some? It goes on sale tomorrow.
Yeah, this is some entertainment report you got going.
Yeah.
It's the way it is today.
I'm just trying to get my sea legs back after being off for a few days.
Dean, this is a sad story about Aubrey Plaza, isn't it?
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza lost her husband earlier this year. In January, her husband committed suicide, and she has kept an extremely, extremely low profile since then, and really has not talked about it at all. Her husband's name was Jeff Baena. He was only 47 years old, and she did make her first appearance to talk about this on Amy Poehler's podcast, which is called Good Hang. And Amy Poehler, who is a friend of hers, said, you know, how are you feeling? And, you know, her response was, I'm here. I'm functioning. I'm really grateful to be moving through the world. I think I'm okay, but it is a daily struggle. She said, it's like being in an alien movie, where there's a cliff on one side and a cliff on the other and a gorge in between filled with monsters, and that's where she feels like she is right now. She says that's what the grief feels like. Sometimes she says she just wants to dive into it all and just get swept away by it, but then other times she said, I look at it and I try to get away from it, but it's always there. So she said it is a giant ocean of awfulness.
Yep.
That's right there, and I can see it. So good for her for, you know, trying to work your way through this. Losing a spouse is difficult. Losing a spouse to suicide, I would imagine, is extra difficult. And she's taking it a day at a time, it sounds like.
Sad stuff. What can we watch now on the streaming channels?
Well, there are some good choices. If you're a fan of John Cena, I don't know too many people who don't like him. The WWE star is back for season two in his superhero series, Peacemaker. Now he heads into a parallel dimension in this new season. It begins streaming on HBO Max tomorrow. There is the dramatic retelling of the story of the American college student who was convicted of murdering her roommate in Italy. The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox is streaming now on Hulu. We've got season three of the sci-fi series Invasion. We've got the Alien franchise Alien Earth, which is now on Hulu, from the creators of the hit BoJack Horseman, a new animated comedy called Long Story Short that begins streaming Friday on Netflix. For new movies online this week, there is one called Eenie Meenie, about a getaway driver who's forced to do one last job to help rob a casino when her boyfriend gets into debt with the mob. Andy Garcia stars in it, Randall Lane, Steve Hahn. It begins streaming Friday on Hulu. And a couple of documentaries you might be interested in. One is called Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. It's called America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, about Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. That's running on Netflix right now. And if you are, you know, one of three people who are not sick of hearing about the Jussie Smollett story, there is now his side of the story, which is out on a documentary called The Truth About Jussie Smollett and his the infamous alleged hate crime hoax that took place here in Chicago. That begins Friday on the Netflix.
We started watching the new Dexter series last night.
Oh, how do you like it?
We're Dexter fans, but I'll tell you something. It's been so long since the last series, and they try to recap and in the first few minutes kind of go back, but it doesn't work because there's too much to remember. So I guess you got to go back and watch, you know, a couple episodes of the last series first to remember what happened. That's the problem.
Yeah, TV shouldn't be that hard to watch.
No, it's not.
You shouldn't have to do homework. You shouldn't have to do a research paper before you start trying to watch a new series again. If it doesn't, you know, I've said this about returning series, but also sequels to movies. You shouldn't have to watch something else in order to understand what the new project is about. It should stand on its own.
Yeah, but now there's so much time between episodes sometimes. You know what I mean? They finish up a season and then it doesn't come back right away.
Yeah, that's too much. This would never happen on Three's Company.
Exactly.
You know, Andy Griffith Show, each one stood on its own.
Yeah, you don't need a book companion.
Right.
Those shows.
OPC and a guy with a metal hat up in the trees. It's as simple as that. That's how it works.
On WGN TV in about an hour or so, Dean will be cooking. And what's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner today?
You know what? If you go into any store right now, you will see displays and displays and displays of stone fruits. Nectarines, plums, peaches. They are in full season right now. They're fairly inexpensive. They're super delicious. So I dug up an old recipe that I did a long time ago for southern peach cobbler that's super easy to make, super delicious. I love fruit desserts in the summertime. And this one could not be any better. So peach cobbler coming up in a little while, perfect for everyone to make this weekend.
Yeah, we bought some peaches at a farmer's market from Michigan. They are so sweet.
Yeah.
It's like candy. Hey, one time, why don't you make my favorite dessert? Am I the only person who remembers peach Melba?
Oh, yeah. I was going to make peach Melba because I have made peach cobbler before. And I thought, you know, I don't know why I changed my mind and went back to the cobbler, but I do like peach Melba very much. I like any kind of, I like to throw fresh pineapple on the grill with some vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Peaches, you take the peaches and just put them on the grill with some vanilla ice cream, you know, super delicious. This is the time of year.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy all this while we can, because all this nice fresh fruit's going to be gone soon enough.
And wasn't Peach Melba your radio name once ago?
It was. When I used to be on WSDM, when it was
Stationed
with the Girls,
yeah,
I changed my voice.
All right, have fun, Dean. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.